USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a bill to create a 9/11-style commission to investigate the deadly riots at the Capitol in January. The panel would be tasked with making recommendations to the Capitol's security and preventing another similar event. The bill is expected to meet strong resistance in the Senate, where Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday that he's against the measure. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his nation is determined to continue its operation against Hamas, despite a call from President Biden for a de-escalation of the conflict. The White House said in a statement that during the Wednesday call, Biden told Netanyahu that he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. But Netanyahu said later that he's determined to continue the operation against Hamas until its aim is met. Hamas has fired more than 3,000 rockets into Israel since the conflict began, with Israeli forces responding with airstrikes against Hamas military targets. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
More on one of our top stories as Egypt is the latest nation to call for a ceasefire as war rages on in the Middle East. John Clemens reports.
While a number of countries have called for a ceasefire, it now appears that the war has advanced to two different fronts as missiles were fired from Lebanon and to northern Israel in the vicinity of Haifa. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for a forceful deterrence while trying to avoid civilian casualties.
There are only two ways that you can deal with them. You can either conquer them, and that's always an open possibility, or you can deter them. And we are engaged right now in forceful deterrence, but I have to say we don't rule out anything. We hope we can restore quiet. We hope we can restore it quickly. I want to say that we're doing that while doing our utmost to avoid civilian casualties.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Several former members of the Trump administration are calling on DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign over the White House's handling of the crisis on the southern border. Former DHS Secretary Ken Cuccinelli, former Acting ICE Director Tom Holman, and former Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan released a joint statement accusing Mayorkas of lying to the American people about events on the border. Holman tells Fox News that Mayorkas has not been truthful about the cause of the current crisis, when he lays the blame on the Trump administration.
He said he dismantled the CAM program where people can apply for asylum in Central America. Why did he do that? Because it didn't work. Most people lose their cases, 90% lose their cases. You're not going to take the chance on claiming asylum in their home country when they can get you to the United States, based on what's going on right now, step your foot in the United States, a child, and you're not going to leave. You're going to be allowed to stay. You're going to be released within 2 days. They say the Trump administration dismantled the child beds in HHS. They did. Why? They didn't need them because the border was secure. Thousands of children were coming across the border every day. They're lying to the American people. They get up and they brag, well, we got this under control because we want to present a picture that there's no crisis. So what do? They get real good at releasing people quickly so there doesn't appear to be overcrowding at the border patrol facilities. At the same time, they're working on releasing people quickly. That's just going to bring more people into the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.